NATA wants to keep the towers open. Set a world record, lose your insurance. And Augusta Westland unveils an electric tilt-rotor demonstrator. This is Aero News for Wednesday, March 6, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. In a message to its members, NATA urges those in the aviation industry to contact their members of Congress and the FAA concerning the proposed closure of contractor-operated control towers across the country. NATA said in its call to action, quote, "We have mentioned over the last few weeks that as a result of a budget impasse and the subsequent sequestration, the FAA plans to close 238 air traffic control towers across the country, including 189 towers that are included in the contract tower program. While NATA supports efforts to rein in federal spending, we also believe that reductions should be done fairly and equitably," end quote. According to data supplied by the FAA, programs, projects, and activities of the agency will be reduced by 5%, while the contract tower program will shoulder a 75% reduction. NATA believes such a cut would most certainly have a negative impact on safety, emergency medical operations, and some military flights. The association is urging its members to contact the FAA to request that they step back from their current plans to target the contract tower program for disproportional cuts that could lead to tower closures. They also urge contacting members of the House and Senate, saying, quote, "Ask your respective member and senators to call and work with other members of Congress to equitably make these spending reductions," end quote. Yesterday, we reported the story of retired American Captain Bill Harrelson and his plans for a circumpolar flight in his home-built Lance Air 4. To test the aircraft, he set out on a 7,000-mile test flight from Guam to Jacksonville, Florida, and it appears he succeeded in setting a new world record for single-engine land distance in its weight class. Bill reports that, quote, "The flight was extremely challenging but went well. Although not official yet, it looks like a new world record for distance has been set. The current record, set by Peter Wilkins of Australia, was from Sydney to Phoenix in a Piper Malibu Mirage. His distance was 6,890 nautical miles. That record has stood for 26 years. In order to gain the record, I had to further his distance by at least 1%, which would be 6,958 nautical miles. My distance was 7,051 nautical miles, or 93 nautical miles over the minimum," end quote. Unfortunately, instead of a letter of congratulations from his insurer, Aerospace Insurance Managers, Harrelson received notification Tuesday that his policies were to be terminated, even though he was aware that the record flight he made a few days ago was outside of the policy's limits and that he did not expect coverage for the flight. Harrelson's agent, Falcon Insurance, did their best, but Aerospace Insurance Managers apparently failed to budge and decided to kick not just his new Lance Air 4 to the curb, but also previously built his well-traveled Lance Air 320. Apparently, Harrelson sees the issue as a setback to be sure, but no reason to cancel his plans for the circumpolar expedition. Augusta Westland has unveiled its Project Zero tilt-rotor technology demonstrator, giving an insight into what advanced rotorcraft of the future may look like. This, however, is no paper study. The technology demonstrator was designed and built in less than 6 months and has already secretly flown several times in 2011 and 12, demonstrating Augusta Westland's advanced rotorcraft technology. And here's the kicker. The tilt-rotor technology demonstrator is completely electric-powered. Designed to hover like a helicopter and convert to a fixed-wing aircraft in forward flight, thanks to its two integrated rotors, which can be tilted through more than 90 degrees. The demonstrator performed its first unmanned tethered flight in June 2011 at the Augusta Westland Cassina Costa facility in Italy, and has since performed untethered hovering flights inside a secured area. The demonstrator's rotors are driven by advanced electric motors powered by rechargeable batteries. All of the aircraft control systems, flight control, and landing gear actuators are also electrically powered, removing the need for any hydraulic system. The aircraft has very low noise and thermal signature in flight and does not require oxygen, thereby permitting it to fly at altitude or in heavily polluted conditions, such as during volcanic eruptions. Dr. James Wang, Vice President of Research and Technology at Augusta Westland, said, quote, "This is a wonderful achievement of the Augusta Westland Advanced Concepts Group. This group lives to dream, and if it can be dreamed, it can be built," end quote. The Navy's Blue Angels say they won't be canceling the entire air show season just yet, but it looks like the team's April performances have already been scratched. This week, the team said on its Facebook page, quote, "What we can tell you is that the Navy intends to cancel Blue Angel performances scheduled in April as an outcome of the budget cuts resulting from sequestration. The Navy will wait until the last possible moment before making cancellations beyond April," end quote. Those April cancellations affect performances at four locations: MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida, Naval Air Station Corpus Christi, Texas, Vidalia, Georgia, and MCAS Beaufort, South Carolina. The team has five appearances on the books for May and another five in June. The good news is the Blues say they are currently training so that if the decision to cancel the air shows is reversed, the team can continue to perform and inspire future generations of sailors and Marines. When Aero News continues, Cessna rolls out the first Citation Sovereign, NASA studies biofuel, and disappointed but prepared.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, March 6th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The first production new Citation Sovereign rolled off Cessna's production line in the company's Wichita, Kansas manufacturing facility on Monday. The new Citation Sovereign is one of six new Cessna aircraft expected to hit the market this year. The newest Citation will have a range of 3,000 nautical miles. It features improved cabin cooling, Garmin G5000 avionics and auto throttles, and a new cabin management system. Winglets have been added to the new Sovereign, contributing to the increased range and enabling a direct climb to 45,000 feet. The aircraft was announced at the National Business Aircraft Association trade show in Orlando just 5 months ago. The Citation Sovereign has been in service since 2004. It features one of the longest cabins for its class, has a typical seating configuration for 9 passengers, and is well known for being capable of operating into and out of short runways. Type certification and entry into service for the new Citation Sovereign is slated for the third quarter of this year. NASA researchers have begun a series of flights using the agency's DC-8 flying laboratory to study the effects of alternate biofuel on engine performance, emissions, and aircraft-generated contrails at altitude. The alternative fuel effects on contrails and cruise emissions, or ACCESS research, involves flying the DC-8 as high as 40,000 feet, while an instrumented NASA Falcon HU-25 aircraft trails behind at distances ranging from 300 feet to more than 10 miles. ACCESS flight operations are being staged from NASA's Dryden Aircraft Operations Facility in Palmdale, California, and will take place mostly within restricted airspace over Edwards Air Force Base, California. During the flights, the DC-8's four CFM56 engines will be powered by conventional JP-8 jet fuel or a 50-50 blend of JP-8 and an alternative fuel of hydroprocessed esters and fatty acids that comes from camelina plants. More than a dozen instruments mounted on the Falcon jet will characterize the soot and gases streaming from the DC-8, monitor the way the exhaust plumes change in composition as they mix with air, and investigate the role emissions play in contrail formation. Also, if weather conditions permit, the Falcon jet will trail commercial aircraft flying in the Southern California region, in coordination, of course, with air traffic controllers, to survey the exhaust emissions from a safe distance of about 10 miles. The flight campaign began February 28th and is expected to take as long as 3 weeks to complete. Well, Rockwell Collins says the company is disappointed but prepared for sequestration. Chairman and Chief Executive Officer Clay Jones says, quote, "Fortunately, we saw this as a highly likely outcome and factored in the impacts of sequestration to our fiscal year 2013 plan," end quote. Jones says the company has adjusted its infrastructure, reduced its operating cost, and is planning up to 350 layoffs, although no actions will be taken until the exact impact on its military and commercial plans is known. Jones added, quote, "At a time when jobs and economic growth are in short supply, we can ill afford to have Washington making it worse by failing to resolve this issue. Our national debt must be addressed, but it would be hard to find a more irresponsible approach to it than sequestration." End quote. Well said, Mr. Jones. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.